السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه. أما بعد, what Allah love compared to what we love and why? You remember the famous ayah in chapter Al-Qasas? And this ayah is 67 and 68. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create and He choose. And now He create the time and He choose. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said? He said, the most exalted. And another hadith, the most beloved good deed to Allah in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. They said, Ya Rasulullah, what about jihad fi sabilillah? To fight for sabilillah, to struggle for sabilillah. He said, even jihad. Except a person leave his home and he never come back with himself and his money. By this way, the most exalted, the most highest, the most beloved good deed in a whole year is the 10 day of Dhul Hijjah. Now, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advice? He said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ. Increase in these days. التهليل لا إله إلا الله والتكبير الله أكبر والحمد لله. I wanted to comprehend it. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in another hadith of the meaning of, he said, me and all the messenger and prophets before me, nothing beloved to Allah and exalted in the eye of Allah more than لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. Yes, we can say it. Why is more beloved to Allah? Try to understand it. Don't say it with your tongue and your heart someplace else. لا إله إلا الله. No one except Allah. What it mean? No one worthy of worship. Nobody worthy of love. Nobody worthy of fear. Nobody worthy of respect. Nobody worthy of belonging and deity and devotion above Allah. Above Allah. I see it today. With our tongue we say it. With our action, we belong to a husband, a wife, kids, whatever, business. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. By the way, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. He's the only one, has no partner. له الملك. He owned the dominion. وله الحمد. And he owned all the praises and thanks. بيده الخير. In his ability and his hand, all the goodness. وهو على كل شيء قدير. And he is able of everything. What it mean? What really mean? When I say this, what the difference between I say it, you say it, somebody else say it? The status of the heart, the status of deity, the status of love, the status of devotion, the status of belief, the status of rely, the status of fear. What Allah want? He want me to, when I say it, I mean it. It's coming from my heart, not from my tongue. Nobody above Allah in my heart. Nobody. I see it today and it makes me ache. When a dispute happened, the wife takes side with her husband above Allah wa Rasuluh, above the truth. Or husband sided with wife or parents. We sided with each other against the truth. This is the knowledge. This is the knowledge. Just like that, I drop my deity for Allah, for the drama of my husband or my wife or my kids or anybody. What about love? What about fear? What about belonging? What about attachment? What about obedience to Allah wa Rasuluh? That's why I want you to know, you can say it and you can be cursed by Allah. Because you can say it and your heart is a liar. Your heart someplace else. We worship the children until we destroy them. We worship each other for nothing. We worship business. We worship this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will torture you with whom you love above Allah. Sunnah, don't ever forget me. The one who can lead you to Jahannam is the one you beloved to you more than Allah wa Rasuluh. The one who can make your life miserable, because you're not supposed to do that. Allah wa Rasuluh and mu'mineen and Islam above anybody. I should not surrender my heart, my love, my fear, my attachment to nobody above Allah. No way. No way. No way. No way. My dear brother and sister in Islam, yes, it is the most beloved days to Allah. Yes, it's recommended to fast if you can. And most of all, the nine, the day of ninth of Dhul Hijjah, Waqfat Arafat. Good deed, charity. Sacrifice. And ask yourself, this is a season of sacrifice. Sacrifice. Huge difference between giving 1%, 2%, a percentage, and sacrifice. For Allah, for the cause, for da'wah, to elevate the deen of Allah. You're lucky. You're lucky if you enter the 10 days and your tongue is busy with dhikrullah, your heart devoted to Allah, and your body and your thought and your heart is completely surrendered to Allah. You'll be super lucky. You will be super lucky. You will be super lucky. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants all the belief, the belonging, the devotion, the loyalty, the love, the fear, the attachment only to Him. He wants to see me praising Him, thanking Him, show gratitude and thanks and contentment to Him and to His bounty. And the ultimate bounty is Hidayah. The ultimate bounty, He allow you to remember Him. He allow you to make sajda for Him. He allow you to worship Him. He allow you to call Him. He allow you to be a believer. If we understand the magnitude of this gift, we will never think about nothing else except this gift. My dear brother and sister in Islam, there's a time you check what I sacrificed last year and what I'm planning to sacrifice this year and for what cause. What really I want to sacrifice my life for? Read I want to give you some homework, please. Read chapter Al-An'am, verse 161, 162, to the end. Read chapter Al-Dhariyat, chapter 51. Read 48 to the end. Read chapter Al-Kahf, verse 57. Read chapter Taha, chapter 20, verse 122 until the end. And tell me, please, do it. Do it for Sabilillah. Do it for goodness sake. Do it and send your reflection. Please, audio or written. Please. Read it carefully. Prepare your heart. We only a few days left. And this life, we only live and we go by. The whole year, it has a few days, Mubarak. The whole year, it has a few hours. The whole year has only 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The whole year containing Ramadan. The whole year containing Laylat al-Qadr. The whole year containing 1 hour every Jum'ah. And the list keep going. And the mu'min, the lucky one, Allah allow him to gain and cherish and value all these days and hour. Ya Allah, give me tawfiq, Ya Allah, and give everybody tawfiq to make these 10 days a victorious against our wicked of our nafs and shayateen, a victorious against our weakness, a victorious to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, allow us to live for you, by you, toward you. Allow us, Ya Allah, to be ready to sacrifice our soul and everything for you, Ya Allah. Ameen, ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.